Hello there, welcome to the third episode of the VI Talk podcast. In these podcasts, we will hear interviews from different people across the UK as they share with us ideas, information and support. Hello and welcome. In this episode, we're going to be continuing our countdown to Sight Village, one of the biggest UK markets for the blind and visually impaired in mind. We're going to kick off now with our first interview, and that's with Toby Davey, who works for Vocalise.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and as part of our countdown to Sight Village this year, it's a pleasure to welcome Toby from Vocalise. Hi Toby.
Hi there.
So before we start talking about your stand at Sight Village, do you want to tell people a little bit about what Vocalise is?
Yeah, Vocalise is a national charity that provides access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people through all areas of the arts. So it's audio described theatre performances. We work with museums, galleries, and heritage. We work with museums, galleries, and heritage sites to provide access through training or recorded audio description and audio described guides. So we're all about making the arts accessible for blind and partially sighted people, and for them to share that experience with their friends and family.
Fabulous. So, what can people expect to see at the Vocalise stand at Sight Village this year?
Well, me, for instance. No, I'll be there manning our stand. What people will find is our current newsletter. So our summer newsletter, which covers the period from spring right through to early October. And that lists all our upcoming audio described performances and events, and those by some of our partner venues as well, and that's available in print, audio, CD, and also in Braille. If people have access to the website, to vocalise.co.uk, that's where all the most up-to-date information is. But people have an opportunity, you know, if they don't know about audio description or have not experienced audio description at the theatre or in a museum or gallery, they're very welcome to come to our stand, and I'll be very happy to explain what it's all about and how it works.
So do you want to give us just a little overview of what audio description is then? Because I know people are probably very familiar with television and maybe theatre, but a little bit about, you know, maybe museums, what you can expect from that.
Yeah, because you're right. A lot of people have experienced audio description through television by pressing the button on their remote and hearing a little bit of description, possibly for films as well. And theatre is a little bit different than that. And I thought I'd just quickly talk about theatre before I move on to museums and galleries, because theatre is very much a live experience. So the audio description is live. So you have a describer who's delivering their live audio description through a microphone, and it gets transmitted into the auditorium, and blind and partially sighted people wear a lightweight headset to pick up the audio description. So the describers are describing what's going on stage during the performance. And as part of the experience, people will also receive in advance on CD audio introductory notes, which are also available to download from our website. So the introductory notes give people a background about the show, descriptions of the set, descriptions of the character, a synopsis, some access information if they haven't been to that venue before, so they know where to pick up their headsets, where the meeting point for the touch talk, which I'll come on to in a sec, where the bar is, which is very important when you're going to see a theatre show. You want your drinks in your the interval and stuff. So they have all that information in advance, and then when they come to the theatre for the audio described performance, there's normally a touch tour of the sets, probably about an hour or 95 minutes before the audio described performance, before the curtain goes up, and people get the opportunity to go onto the stage, have it described to them, walk around the stage, get familiar with the costumes and props, and in most cases, meet some of the cast and meet some of the actors as well. And that all sort of builds up to the live audio description. For me, somebody who's register blind and a theatre goer for many years, I enjoy the whole experience because I build a picture in my mind of the show from the introductory notes. I sort of, in a way, colour that image in by going on the touch tour. And then when it comes to the live audio description, I can refer back to what I've seen on the touch tour or the introductory notes and get a really fulfilled experience. And the lovely thing about theatre is that it's a normal performance of a production that just happens to be audio described. So I can take my wife, who's fully sighted, we can go and see a show and enjoy that experience and share that experience. But for the museums, galleries and heritage sites centre of it, sorry, my computer was telling me something in my ear.
That's all right.
For the museums, galleries and heritage side of things, it's slightly different because Vocalise trains people at museums and galleries to be able to audio describe, so describe their artwork, their exhibits, and also they get trained in visual awareness and guiding, so they now, so they know how to, you know, sort of meet and greet somebody who's blind or partially sighted and how to guide them around their building, but also how to describe their artwork, their paintings, their sculptures, etc. So we'll train people so people can put on their own audio described tours of their exhibitions and galleries, or we will provide recorded audio descriptions so they can be downloaded from a website, or they can be in the form of a recorded audio described guide that somebody will pick up on a handset when they go into a museum or gallery and have all the information of how to get from one exhibit to another, but also a description of those exhibits as well and some contextual information as well about the artist and stuff. So it gives people the opportunity to go around a museum or gallery on their own, but also if they want to, and if the museum or gallery provides it, to go on an audio described guided tour as well.
That's great. So on your website, does it give information of sort of which museums, galleries, etc., and provide this service?
Yes, on our website, as well as our What's On page, which lists all the sort of events that are happening. So any museum event that's happening will be on the What's On page, but people can also go to the venues page of our website and you can filter by type of venue. So you can filter by theatres or you can filter by museums and galleries, and it will list up all the museums and galleries that we've been working with or that we know of that provide audio described events for blind and partially sighted people. So yes, people can go onto our website and find out all that information.
Fabulous. So for anybody who can't attend Sight Village or who'd like to contact you prior to Sight Village, can you give us some contact details, Toby?
Yeah, if people have access to the internet, our website is probably the best place for starters, and the website address is just vocalise.co.uk, and Vocalise is VOCALEYES. People can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter if they're into their social media. If people have access to emails, they can sign up to our email newsletter, which goes out once a month, and they can do that through the website. But also if people want to sign up for the hard copy of our newsletter, so the print, braille and audio CD newsletter that goes out 3 times a year, they can either go through our website, or if they don't have access to the internet, they can give the office a call on 020-7375-1043.
That's fabulous. Thank you ever so much, Toby. I hope you get lots of visitors to your stand this year. I'm sure you will.
I hope so too. And it's a new venue as well. So I'm looking forward to meeting lots of new people as well.
Yeah, it is. That's fabulous. Brilliant. Thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, we have an interview with Eleanor Stevens. Now, she works for Guide Dogs in their Birmingham team, and she's going to give us a little bit of information on what to expect at their store.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I have with me today Dawn.
Hello.
And Eleanor from the Birmingham Guide Dogs team. Hi Eleanor.
Hi, hi Jo.
Hello Eleanor.
Okay, so Eleanor, do you want to start by telling us, and I'm sure that there aren't many people who don't know, but do you want to start by telling us a little bit about guide dogs?
Absolutely, yes. So as you mentioned, my name's Eleanor and I'm the team engagement officer for the Birmingham team. Guide Dogs is a national charity. So we're probably most known for our fantastic guide dog service. So this is where we train our guide dog puppies in sighted guiding, and they guide our guide dog owners through their daily life, whether it be to work, to social events, or to wherever they need to go, really. So that's probably our best known service. But we also have some other services as well that I think people are starting to learn about more and more. For example, we have our My Guide service, which is a volunteer-led service where we train volunteers in sighted guiding, and we then partner them up with a local person living with sight loss. And they support that person to get out and about once a week or once a fortnight. And we also have an expanding area of children's services as well. So that's another area we provide services in as well.
Okay, and you've got a stand at Sight Village this year, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, we're really looking forward to attending this year. It will be my first Sight Village, so I'm fairly new to the team. I started in post in November. So there'll be a couple of representatives from the Guide Dogs Birmingham team, as well as a couple of representatives from the Guide Dogs Central Midlands team, which is based over in Leamington, attending. So there should be a good mix of staff from all areas, so people who specialise in our guide dog service, people from our My Guide service, and people from our children and young people's team as well. So hopefully we'll be well attended, and we'll have all the right people there to answer any questions you might have.
So as well as people being able to ask questions, what will people mm-hmm. be able to see on the guide dog stand? I know it, sometimes you have little goodies and things, don't you, at guide dogs?
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll have we'll have certainly lots of leaflets to be giving out. I'm sure there'll be lots of freebies as well, free pens, etc., doing the rounds as well. We'll hopefully have a couple of dogs on the stand as well. So we're hoping we'll have team dog Milo on the first day, and on the second day we're hoping to have guide dog Liam. So that should be a nice opportunity for people to meet some of our dogs as well. It's also worth mentioning, we've also got one of our dog demo team attending the event as well, a gentleman called Andy. He will be bringing along one of our dog demo dogs. So they'll be doing a seminar on both days. So if that is something you'd be interested in watching or learning more about, Andy's very experienced. He's done several Sight Village events. So he'll be demonstrating some of the skills our guide dogs learn, and he'll be able to answer questions on the guide dog service and our other services as well. So so hopefully that should be really entertaining and really interesting for people who want to learn more about what we do here at the Guide Dogs charity.
Okay, so for anybody who can't attend Sight Village or who would like to get in touch with guide dogs prior to Sight Village, can you give us some contact details, Eleanor, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So people are very welcome to get in touch with myself. So as I say, I'm the engagement officer for the Birmingham team. So I can be contacted on the phone number, which is 0345 143 0194, and my email address is Eleanor, which is Eleanor.Stephens, which is Stephens, at guidedogs.org.uk. If you did need any further information, by all means do visit our website, which is guidedogs.org.uk. On there is also a full list of our different sites. So we've got 20 mobility teams nationally. So if we're not your local site and you want to get in contact with another team, all the contact details will be listed on our website as well. So and we've also got a bit more information about us as a charity and all of our services on there for you to have a look at as well.
Fabulous. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us, Eleanor, and for telling anybody who doesn't know, like I said, I'm sure there aren't many, about guide dogs. But like you say, there are some new services, so that's really good. For thank you for highlighting those.
Yes, thanks very much for having me.
Next up, it's James Beeston, who's going to be talking to us about Caliber Audio Library.
Hello everybody, it's Dawn from VI Talk. Got with me today Joe from VI Talk. Hi Joe.
Hi everyone.
And I've also got Jade from Caliber as well.
Hello.
Hi James, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Okay, James, so you're here as part of our Countdown to Site Village, but for anybody who doesn't know, do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about Caliber?
Certainly. We're a charity, and we're a national charity, and we provide a subscription-free service of audiobooks to anyone with sight problems or dyslexia or physical disabilities that means that they cannot read print. And we tend to send that out. Most people have that through the post, but we also have a download service and a streaming service where people can have our books. We've got over 10,000 books in the library now. And it's a one-off joining fee to join of £35 or £20 if they're under 16. And that gives them lifetime membership. That's not a subscription they pay every year. It's just a one-off payment. And that gives them lifetime supply of high-quality recordings of unabridged audiobooks.
Can you tell us a little bit about the books? Are they read by the authors, or are they read by people who work for Caliber?
Sure. Well, it varies, actually. We've got a mixture of books. We do have volunteer readers that read books for us, but the vast majority of books, I think over half of them now, are commercial recordings. So it will vary. Sometimes it's the author, but that tends to be, I think, rarer than normal. It's normally read by a professional actor, and that's even with the commercial recordings, you know, they'll get an actor in to read the books. Occasionally, especially I suppose with the autobiographies, you'll get the author reading it, and obviously people like Stephen Fry tend to read their own books. But otherwise, if the commercial companies aren't making a recording and we're bringing the book in because we think it's a book that's valid, because I think it's still only something like 5% of all published books are available in an accessible format. So we do record a lot of books ourselves, and we've got 86 narrators around the country who record books for us. Most of those tend to be retired actors and broadcasters or people with a lot of experience of public speaking. So the quality is still very high. And then they'll record the book for us and send it through that way.
That's fab. So you're at Site Village this year. Do you want to tell us what people can expect to see at the Caliber stand?
No problem. Well, they'll see me. They'll hopefully see Terry and our chairman, Mike. Our director. But the main things that we'll be on hand for is we'll be demonstrating the players that we do. There's two memory stick players that we'll have on hand to demonstrate that we sell for those that are interested in having books on memory stick. But we'll also have our download app that's available on Android and iOS that we'll be demonstrating to people if they're interested in it and not quite sure how it works. We'll be able to demonstrate it and show them how the whole system works there. And we'll also be demonstrating streaming. So again, that's listening to books over the internet rather than downloading them. And we'll have that on hand. And the other main things we'll have is obviously information on the charity and how to join. But we've also got things which we call book groups. So if someone's interested in getting a group of friends together and having a book group, but with an audio book, then we can help them with that. And we've also got what we call group membership, which is for care homes and various other places where they can have like a mini library. And we'll have information on that as well. So you shouldn't be able to miss us. We're going to have all of our bright red colours and everything else, and hopefully some smiling faces on the day as well.
Excellent. If there was an author, say, that you didn't actually store at Calibre at the present, would that be able to, would the book be able to turn into audio?
Or we'd certainly. Yeah, I was going to say, we'd certainly try. The way that it works, you've got two options. We have a lot of members, funnily enough, at events like Site Village, they might come up with a recommendation for a book. They might be members of Calibre, and they've looked through the library and they found that there's a book that they want that we don't stock, and so they might come up and recommend that we add it. That's normally quite a good way, because if we think enough of our members would enjoy it, you know, so it's not too niche, but that, you know, quite a few people would probably enjoy listening to the book, then we will add it. We'll either find the audio recording and purchase it, or we'll get hold of the book and record it and add it to the library that way. There is a sort of a direct route where people can actually pay to have the book added. It's often done, that route is more often done as a dedication. So either an organisation, the one that always springs to mind is the Dickens Fellowship, paid to have the last two or three Dickens books we didn't have. They pay to have those added. More often than not, it'll be a family member, either in remembrance of someone who's passed on, or, you know, just as a birthday celebration or an anniversary, people will pay to have a book added that way as well.
That's a nice idea. Yeah, very. So how do people choose books, James? I'm guessing they can do that on your website, but is there any assistance for people who need help sort of choosing their books?
There is. There's quite a few ways for people to control the books that they get. The most obvious one, which is probably the least control, but you can, when you join, people can just give us the type of book. So they can say detective and mystery, thrillers, poetry, biography, and various categories that they enjoy, and we can send random books, and that can be altered practically on a weekly basis. They can either call or email and change those categories. But if they want a bit more control and actually choose the books, then, as you said, online is the easiest way, because the entire library is searchable from there. But we also do printed catalogues. They are large print, and people can order those to be printed, and we'll send them out. Though we do charge for the printing. They're not extortionate. They go from £2 up to, I think the most expensive is 10. And that's Detective and Mystery, which is a huge, huge collection of books. So we can do that. Obviously, some of our members struggle with large print, and sadly, we haven't found a way yet where we can do an audio version of the catalogues. So we have a couple of other things. They can ask us, they can call us up, and we can search for them and add books that way. A lot of people will just call about a favourite author, and we can then search for them and make sure we've got the books that they want from that author. And the other thing that we do is a thing called For Your Ears Only. And this is a list of books that we've added in a 3-month period. So it's a quarterly magazine, and that we can do in audio. So we produce it in large print for people who want to read it in large print. We've got it as a email, so we can email it out to people and they can have it. I think it's as a Word document or a PDF. And we can also do it in an audio format where they can listen to it and go through the books that way. And that's really popular, because not only is it the new books added, but it's, you know, it's a smaller version, so it's easier to search through and browse. And I know a lot of people will sit, you know, if they have a partner, they might sit together and go through that every so often and just make a list of books from that.
So, James, you talked about players before. You said there are two. What sort of price point are we looking at for the players?
It's quite easy. They're both, at the moment, they're both £40.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a small one. We're called the Sonic. I mean, a lot of people might know its bigger brother, the King's Audio Sovereign, or King's Access now. Sorry, they've changed their name. King's Access Sovereign. And that, a lot of talking newspapers and various organisations use that. And the Sonic, again, is also quite popular, and that's a smaller, almost like a travel version of the Sovereign, but we price them both at £40, and that's the same on the day. So if somebody wanted to come up to our stand, we'll have players that they can take away with them on the day, unless we run out, of course, and or they can order them and we can post it out. And I think it's sent out, it needs to be signed for, but we send it out for the same price. It's £40.
So for those of us who can't get to Sight Village or for whatever reason can't get there, how can we contact yourselves?
You've got, again, there's three main options. You've got our website. We've actually, if it was just to buy a player or to sign up, you can do both of those through our website, which is www.calibre.org.uk. Or you can call us on 01296 432 339 or email us at inquiries@calibre.org.uk.
Fabulous. Thank you ever so much for joining us, James.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice few days down there.
All right, I will do. I'm sure we'll be busy.
And finally, we have Steve Nutt, who's going to be talking to us about computer room services.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and as part of our countdown to Sight Village 2018, it's a pleasure once again to introduce Steve Nutt from Computer Room Services. Hi Steve.
Hi Jo, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, we're great, thank you.
Good, good. So, do you want to start by telling any listeners what Computer Room Services is all about?
Well, we've been around since 1996, and I guess my unique selling point, if you want to call it that, my USP, is that the business is completely run by blind people. So Angie and I are both blind. I'm total. Angie's got a tiny bit of sight. The only one in the business with any sight is Emma, who does all the admin work and all the driving me around and all the putting up with me and nagging at me and all kinds of things like that. But by users of the stuff that we sell, if that makes sense.
It does. Okay. So you're exhibiting at Sight Village this year.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us what you're going to have on your stand? I'm guessing it's going to be quite a bit.
Well, yeah, we on our website, we've got over 150 products. So I'm quite proud of that. We've got quite a few products. Some are blindness products, some are mainstream products that we think are particularly good, but are not necessarily made for the blind, if you know what I mean. The latest product we've got, and you must come and see it, is a pair of Android glasses. And they run on Android. They have a full version of Android on the glasses, which is an operating system. And they are what's called augmented reality glasses. And they have software on them, especially for the blind, called Cyber Eyes. And Cyber Eyes is, I guess you'd say, kind of a competitor to Orcam, if you know what Orcam is. And they basically speak. You can look at something and you can take a picture of it and have it read it, or you can have it recognize objects, or you can have it recognize colors and recognize barcodes, and even recognize if people are smiling or not. It's got something called Mood Ring. And so the glasses enable you to look at anyone or anything and give you information about what you're looking at just by pressing a button.
That's great. So it's always good to have choice, isn't it? So
absolutely, yeah. And but the difference between Orcam and this is that these go online as well. So they have a Wi-Fi connection which you can connect to, but they don't have to be online. So you can use them off or online. So come and see those. I'll be delighted to demonstrate them to you as well. And that's one of the new things we've got this year.
Okay. So do you want to tell us? Oh, first off, what kind of price point are we looking at for those?
So those are introductory price of $1,800, and then they'll go up to $2,000 soon, but we're not quite sure when. Basically, we sell them for $300 more if you want training on them, one-to-one training at your house. We don't insist on it because we've heard people complain about companies who charge too high for training, but we do highly recommend it. So if you don't need the training, if you're an advanced techie user and you can get on with the glasses yourself, that's absolutely fine, but we recommend the training. So the full price at the moment with training would be $2,100.
Okay. So do you want to talk us through some of the other products that
yes,
you're going
indeed.
To have at Sight Village?
Yep. So we'll have, on a similar vein, we've got Cobra Reader, which is a standalone reading machine. This is where it's a flatbed scanner and you put a piece of paper in, press a button and have it read to you. You don't need a computer. And also it has a camera that you can connect to it so that you can read larger documents like newspapers and things like that. So we have the Cobra Vision Easy Reader. Come and see that. And then at the nice low cheap end of the scale, we have a very nice talking voice recorder called MicroSpeak. And MicroSpeak is from a company called Talking Products, and that comes in at £39.95, and it records up to 48 hours of messages, and you can scroll between the messages and you can delete them, and feedback is spoken and you get beeps and all kinds of things like that.
Can I ask a question about that one? So that's not, it's not a recorder as in sort of you wouldn't record an hour long piece of something. It's a recorder for messages, or can you do both?
Yes, you can do both. It's got a high quality mic with noise cancellation. So it's designed primarily for vocals. But I have known people go in and record, for example, music rehearsals with it, you know, where they get played hymns or things that they need to learn and things like that. So I've known people go in and do that. The microphone is high quality enough to pick up everyone in a room. And so it does record quite high quality. It is mono. It's not stereo. It's only mono. It charges by USB. You can charge by mains or computer. And you can also copy the recordings off onto a computer for backup.
Right. That's great for the price, isn't it?
It's a lovely little thing. Yeah, it's goes very loud as well. It's got a very loud speaker. So if you're hard of hearing, not deaf, but if you're hard of hearing, you still hear that speaker. It does go very loud. So it's a nice little recorder. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. The other thing I want to bring to your attention is not particularly for the blind, but I have a nice kind of personal story to say about this. Blue Sound is a company that do very, very high-end, high-quality audio speakers. They are Wi-Fi speakers, so they play Spotify, they play Amazon, they play Google Play, they play all kinds of things like that. Google Play you have to do through your phone, but some of the others, you know, it does. And it's also Bluetooth and various things like that. But they do high-end speakers, high-end amplifier, high-end CD player, Ripper, and all kinds of things. And the app on the phone wasn't very accessible. And I wrote to them and I said, would they make the app accessible on Android and iPhone? And they wrote back to me and said, we'll look into it. And 3 weeks later, after I wrote, the app was completely accessible on both platforms. So I thought, I wonder what the best way I can thank them for that. And so now we're resellers of Blue Sound as well. So they're really high quality Bluetooth and Wi-Fi speakers. And so we sell those. Including training and all kinds of things like that to set them up, help you.
That's
set them up.
Fabulous, isn't it? That they were so responsive.
Yeah, and they're multi-room speakers, Joe. That means that if you've got a phone or a tablet, you can start one song playing in one room and play a different song in a different room on a different Blue Sound speaker using the same device, and then you can turn your device off and the speakers will carry on playing. So
that's really great.
Cool. Yeah, and they all update over the internet and things like that. They do require the internet to work. But you can plug in, you know, things like your stream, your Victorita streams and your talking book players. You can plug into the back of a speaker. So if I plug, for example, a Victorita stream into the back of one of my Blue Sounds, I can then group it to all the rooms in the house. Right. So I can play it across all my Blue Sound speakers.
Yeah.
So if you've heard of Sonos, it's a bit similar to that.
Yeah.
But Blue Sound concentrate on very high-end audio. You can actually stream in 16-bit and 24-bit quality, CD quality and above. So they're really, really good. And if you want to come and hear them at Sight Village, then be my guest. It'd be great.
So what sort of price point are we looking at for those? Because so they're very high-end, I'm aware.
They are high-end. The Blue Sound Flex, which is the smallest one, is £299. Mm-hmm. They go over 1,000. The CD Ripper, though, is interesting. That's over 1,000. But what it is it's a CD drive that you plug into your hi-fi as normal. But when you put a CD in, it rips it to an internal 2 terabyte drive. So you don't need a computer to rip your CDs anymore.
Right.
Once it rips the CD, then you can see the CD all over the Blue Sound network. So you can play it on any of your speakers.
Oh, and that's interesting.
It will store your CDs as a local library. And, of course, it can store thousands of CDs because of the size of the hard drive.
Yeah.
And it rips them in high quality as well, in FLAC. It doesn't rip them in – well, it does rip them in MP3 if you tell it to, but it rips in what's called FLAC, which is very high quality.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a really interesting piece of kit, isn't it?
So I guess any audiophiles among us will want to come and see those. And we do fortunately have a brilliant blind musician, Andre Louis, who has given me some music that we can demonstrate the speakers to without infringing copyright. So that's really good.
Yeah, we know Andre. Yeah. We've interviewed him before. Yeah. He is a very talented chap.
Yeah, well, he's given me one of his albums to demonstrate on the Blue Sound speakers, which are very high quality. And he's given me the album in very high 48-bit FLAC, which is way higher than CD. And the Blue Sounds play them beautifully, you know.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's worth going to have a look just to listen to Andre.
It would be worth it. Yeah. We'll give you a sample of Andre if you come and see us.
Fabulous. And,
but the company were so receptive to, we want to work for blind people.
Yeah.
I thought that was important, you know, and that was my little way of saying thank you, you know.
Yeah. That's fabulous to know that somebody was that responsive, isn't it?
Yeah. So we sell those and, we got many other new things, I guess. We've got, you know, portable power banks and things like that for mobile phones and accessories for phones and all kinds of things. We now sell KNFB Reader Enterprise. You may have heard of KNFB Reader, which is on the iPhone and Android. Yeah. We now sell what's called KNFB Reader Enterprise. What that is if you buy it, you can run it cross-platform. So you buy it once and you can have 2, 3, or 4 licenses. So if, for example, you bought a 2 license, you could run one on an iPhone and one on Android, and it's a lot cheaper than buying one for each, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so we sell that. So we can demonstrate KNFB Reader to people as well and things like that. And, of course, we sell the Giraffe Reader. So you've got a phone stand to put your phone in when you're scanning documents. Things like that. All kinds of goodies.
Something for everybody, really, isn't
it?
And lots of different price points, which is great.
Lots of different price points, yeah. You know, some of it's expensive. Some of it, like the MicroSpeak, is really cheap. And some of it is just because I think people would enjoy them and would hopefully. Oh, and of course, we've got the ID Mate, which is a barcode scanner. This is really handy because it runs online as well, so it's Wi-Fi, and you can scan barcodes, and you don't get your peaches and your beans mixed up and things like that.
That's always good.
So it actually scans the barcode, and it has about 2 million barcodes. It has manufacturer barcodes, and it gives you all the cooking instructions and the calorific values of the food and things like that.
Great stuff. And how much is that?
That one's $9.95.
Is that, oh wow.
995. I wish it was 995. 995. The main reason for that being really expensive is that you're paying for lifetime license for all the barcodes.
Right.
So you're getting all the barcodes from the supermarkets and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, so it'll have updates and things.
Yeah, and
it gets all of those.
Every year, you know, you get updates for life of the product.
Yeah.
And all you do is you select download updates, and it goes and does it for you because it's online, so you don't have to worry about, you know, buying updates in the future. It's all a one-off.
So for anybody who perhaps can't come to Sight Village, or they'd like to get in touch with you sooner, maybe your products really grab their attention and they're thinking, oh, I really want to, you know, see that, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can do it the old-fashioned way. They can go to they can give me a ring on 01438 742 286. They can email me at steve@comproom, that's comproom.co.uk, or they can visit the website www.comproom.co.uk. And if you know, if you want to subscribe to our updates list so you get product announcements, just let us have your email address and we can do that as well. And also on the website, as I say, you'll find loads more products. It's a fairly new website. We've only had it developed about 2 years, but it's had upgrades. So it does automatic VAT exemption when you do ordering. So if so long as you fill in a reason for VAT exemption, like, you know, I'm registered blind, when it asks you to, it'll actually remove the VAT at the checkout. So there's no need to send us VAT forms and things like that. I'm quite proud of that. So that's it, really.
That's great. Thank you ever so much, Steve, for joining us again. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again. And have a good time at Sight Village.
Thank you.
You can contact us by email, info@vitalk.co.uk. Our Twitter handle is vitalkpodcast. Our Facebook is VI Talk and our website is www.vitalk.co.uk. Thank you for listening.